Two new cafes in Kent are serving a cold beverage that is wildly popular in many Asian countries. In today's Quick Bite, we find out the drink is catching on here as a novelty for some, and for others, a refreshing taste of home. Bubble tea is tea that's shaken or stirred with milk or fruit juice with tiny balls of tapioca dropped into it.
I'm brewing the green tea we use for most of our drinks.
Ming, the owner of Ming's Bubble Tea in Kent, Ohio, is from mainland China. Taiwan is where bubble tea was invented in the 1980s. Bubble tea is brewing, too, on the other side of town.
Fresh jasmine tea.
Barista Tina translates for the owner of Ha Tea.
我叫Zhou,来自中国.
Her name is Zhou, and she comes from China.
Kent's competing bubble tea parlors both opened about 3 months ago, and both say business has been good. Ming offers many varieties, but he says the two basic categories are milk tea and fruit tea.
I tell my customers if they like the creamy and milky taste in the tea, they want to go with the milk tea. Okay, we also do fruit tea here. So fruit tea doesn't have any kind of milk in it. It's more refreshing, it has more of an herbal tea taste with fruity flavors.
Across town at Ha Tea, Tina opens a stainless steel compartment tray filled with little chewy tidbits of tapioca that customers can choose to add to their tea.
This is the coconut jelly, yeah, and this is grass jelly, and this is like taro pudding, and this is popping pearls.
With a thick straw, you suck up the pearls, also called boba or chew balls, from the bottom of the plastic cup and get a burst of flavor. Kent State Professor Mark Whitmore frequents both bubble tea shops. Today he's at Ming's.
This is more convenient to us, but we love the hot tea too. It's a really nice family there.
Professor Whitmore says before Kent's two cafes opened over the summer, he thought of opening a bubble tea shop himself. That's how much he likes it.
Just the novelty of it, you know, the having the little pearls in the drink and the kind of pop in your mouth, all kinds of flavor, and it's a lot of fun.
It's also a good business for Kent, according to Whitmore, who teaches business at the university. He says with so many Asian students, there's a customer base to grow on.
You've got about 10% of the student population. That's about 4,200 Chinese students. So that's a built-in market right there.
With Tina translating, Joe tells why she opened her shop.
Because her grandma is from Japan, and she loves tea, and she stayed with her grandma for a long time, and we grew together. So she really wants to continue what her grandma likes.
Joe says there's another reason.
Because in Asian countries like China, Japan, Thailand, different Asian countries, we normally drink tea every day, and we cannot live without tea. So
what can we get for you guys today?
A couple of Ming's regular customers just walked in. Eileen Lin studies fashion design at Kent, and her boyfriend studies architecture.
My name is Yu Tingchang. I'm from Taiwan, which is the hometown of the bubble tea. Yeah, and that's the reason I come here like all the time. They're making like really Taiwanese bubble tea right now.
Eileen says Ming's bubble tea is their after-school hangout.
Yeah, they have all kinds of like games, and then
the board games,
and sometimes we do homework here.
A few students are working on laptops as they sip Ming's bubble tea. They're welcome to linger as long as they like.
Bubble tea shop in our culture is also a way, you know, a place to hang out with your friends, you know, almost like a Starbucks.
He opens a bag of imported green tea.
95% of our, you know, supplies are all from Taiwan.
Wu Tingchang says he's had inferior bubble teas at area Chinese restaurants and bakeries, but he says Ming will succeed because his is authentic.
My favorite is passion fruit green tea with bubble. So it just takes like my childhood, so that's why I'm sitting here to get that.
Jane Gradowski of Manaway wasn't sure what to get at Ha Tea.
I just wanted to see what the bubble tea was all about. What the pearls, do you eat them? I didn't even know what it was about or if it's just decoration.
You're about to find out.
Yes.
That's this week's Quick Bite. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.